NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center has a new director. Boeing gets a welcome order for 14 more 737s. And the FAA designates Piper a type certificate organization. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, August 27th, 2009. NASA now says the soonest the shuttle Discovery could be launched is this Sunday. A faulty fuel valve discovered in the hours before the last scheduled T-0, which would have been yesterday morning at 1:10 a.m. Eastern, scrubbed that second attempt. NASA has named Robert M. Lightfoot, Jr., director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. He's been acting director since March. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden commented, quote, "As NASA moves into an exciting new era of human and scientific exploration, Robert's skills and expertise will prove invaluable to leading Marshall into the future," unquote. Lightfoot has enjoyed a 20-year career at NASA to date, with varying responsibilities in programs including shuttle propulsion and Ares. In 2006, he was awarded the Presidential Rank Award for Meritorious Executives. That's the highest honor attainable for federal government work. Boeing has received a welcome bit of news in what is generally turning out to be a bummer of a year. WestJet, the Canadian low-cost carrier with an aggressive growth plan, has ordered 14 more next-generation 737-700s, increasing its total on order to 54. WestJet, like Southwest in the U.S., has an all-737 fleet. CEO Sean Durfee comments, quote, "The new order will enable us to continue serving our guests with one of the most modern fleets in the air. At the same time, we'll have enhanced flexibility to deliver on our mission of becoming one of the top five airlines in the world by 2016, unquote. Earlier this year, Boeing announced incremental airframe and power plant improvements it says will further improve the 737's efficiency by 2%. Piper Aircraft reports the FAA has awarded the company Type Certificate Organization Designation Authorization, which gives Piper the authority to act on behalf of the FAA in the approval of airplane designs and certification to FAA standards of airworthiness. Piper notes that the TCODA is similar to a previous FAA standard held by Piper, Delegation Option Authorization, but has a much more appealing acronym. Up next on ANN, President Obama can't escape lobbyists, even on vacation. The Airline Pilots Association wants a ban on airborne shipping of lithium batteries. And Hawker Beechcraft has its first foreign military sales contract. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Airliner tarmac strandings are enjoying a high profile the last few weeks, but just to make sure President Obama didn't miss the point, FlyersRights.org purchased cable TV spots running in Martha's Vineyard during the first family's stay there. In the ad, Coalition founder Kate Hanai says, quote, "Mr. President, I founded FlyersRights.org after my family and I were stranded on the tarmac in 2006 for 9 hours. Since then, it's happened to passengers on at least 3,000 flights. Imagine what it's like. No food, no water, toilets overflowing. As a senator, you co-sponsored the Airline Passengers Bill of Rights. Please, sir, urge Congress to pass it and sign it into law. Enough is enough," unquote. Some media sources are reporting a rumor that the FAA will get yet another emergency reauthorization on a temporary basis, and the airlines are lobbying hard to make sure it does not include an airline passenger's Bill of Rights. The FAA can move quickly when it wants to, as evidenced by the jackrabbit process to revise airline flight crew rest requirements under Randy Babbitt. But for a husband and wife team seeking permission to open a skydiving business in New Hampshire, the comparisons to the line at the DMV still hold. Tom and Mary Noonan went to the Laconia Airport Authority almost a year ago with their idea. The airport authority said it needed an FAA safety analysis for the airspace, and so far, there's been no word on that. A report in the Citizen of Laconia quotes an FAA official as saying the airport's info is still being inputted into a database for analysis. Nubler Roy, vice chairman of the Laconia Airport Authority, points out that it's not absolutely legally necessary to wait for an FAA determination, or even honor it if it comes back negative. He doesn't say how long local officials will wait to hear back. The Airline Pilots Association is calling on the U.S. government to prohibit shipments of lithium batteries on passenger and cargo aircraft until new regulations are in place to ensure their safe transport. First Officer Mark Rogers, director of ALPA's Dangerous Goods Programs, claims, quote, "Evidence of a clear and present danger is mounting. We need an immediate ban on these dangerous goods to protect airline passengers, crews, and cargo," unquote. Lithium batteries are used in laptop computers, cell phones, flashlights, and cameras. Some types can generate intense heat if they suffer mechanical damage or are short-circuited. ALPA stresses it is not calling for new restrictions on what passengers can bring on board in carry-ons. Hawker Beechcraft has its first foreign military sales contract to provide the T-6 trainer to the Israeli Air Force. HBC's president for U.S. and international government business, Jim Maslowski, commented, quote, "This contract represents several significant milestones for HBC. The inherent training and flying capabilities of the T-6A Texan II make it the most successful primary trainer in the world," unquote. The contract also includes ground-based training systems and technical publications. The Israeli Ministry of Defense will establish separate contracts with HBC for any needed post-delivery programs, engineering support, or modifications. The T-6 is a primary trainer that accommodates instruction in instrument flight procedures and basic aerial maneuvers, and has been used in about 20 countries. Still ahead, a New Jersey shopping mall parking lot gets its second dead-stick surprise. An Indian pilot has some explaining to do after busting minimum separation at Mumbai. And if you've always wanted your own airport, we may just have one. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, August 27th. I'm Paul Plack. The parking lot of the Rockaway Town Square Mall in New Jersey got its second visit in 13 years from a wayward light aircraft about noon on Tuesday. A student and an instructor reportedly walked away with minor injuries after a 30-year-old Cessna 172 out of Essex County Airport encountered engine trouble, and the instructor put it down in a parking lot access road. No cars were damaged, but photos from the scene show the plane suffered damage to the right wing and a collapsed nose gear after it reportedly bounced, clipped a tree, and spun to a stop in front of JCPenney just in time for the big back-to-school sale. Naturally, general media are breathlessly calling it a crash landing. The Associated Press erroneously calls the 172 a two-seater and hypes the damage using the term destroyed. A similar incident happened at the same mall in 1996. There was a scary moment on Sunday near Mumbai Airport in India. A Cessna Citation and a Bombardier Challenger took off within seconds of each other, then closed to within 1 nautical mile during departure. As the Citation climbed through 1,100, controllers told the pilot to maintain 2,000. The Bombardier pilot responded to the same instruction, also leveling off at 2,000. The Bombardier pilot, who was en route to Delhi, is expected to be questioned further about the incident. And finally today, have you always wanted to own an airport? Daryl Habick is a retired dentist who learned to fly in 1968. Then bought a small airfield near the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Washington State. Now, with financial concerns and health problems, he's hoping to sell the airport. Snohomish County has kicked the tires and considered expansion of the adjacent fairground, but there's a recession on and more pressing priorities. There's no guarantee the property will remain an airport under a new owner, but Habick can't afford to be picky at this point. The property includes Habick's current home and his former dental office, which he now rents to colleagues. There are about 70 planes based at the uncontrolled field, and the tie-down rate is just $5. Habick notes that's less than the parking fee at the fair each year. Quote, "It's cheaper to fly in than it is to drive in," unquote. His asking price is $6 million. After a few years shopping the property, he's had no firm offers. So if you're ready to pick up the baton and run, find contact information at www.firstairfield.com. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, airshow performer Ross Granley talks about his time with the Royal Canadian Air Force and the Snowbirds Jet Demo Team, his love for both the U.S. and Canada, performing with his dad, and his day job. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.